Mishnah Shabbos Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Ein nosnan beitza betzad hamecham. A person cannot put an egg next to a mecham on Shabbos. We're not talking about before Shabbos. The previous Mishnah was dealing with before Shabbos cases. Now it's talking about on Shabbos. So a mecham is a utensil, a kli, which is made out of copper, and they would warm up water inside this kli on a fire, like a pot of water. So, as they bring that over here, so even if you have a pot of water, sitting on the fire, even when you remove the pot afterwards, and you just put it on the counter, so it still has a lot of heat, which it is giving off. And the Mishnah is coming to tell us that even if the pot's sitting on the counter, because it's boiling hot, you can't put an egg next to this boiling pot, in order that the egg should get a little bit cooked up, because they bring down over here, we know you can't cook with actual fire on Shabbos. That's simple. But even a tolda of fire, meaning a secondary action, you're not cooking on the stove, you're just putting an egg next to a pot which is boiling hot, which is sitting on the counter now. That's called a tolda. It's like a primary action is an av, a father, and then a secondary action is a tolda, the son. So this is considered the tolda of Eish, and it's prohibited to put an egg next to this pot, even though the pot is on the counter on Shabbos, because the pot is boiling hot. Another example, v'lo yafki ena b'sidurin. It says over here, you cannot break an egg onto a cloth that was warmed up. Here it says by the sun. So this would be a tolda of the sun. It's interesting to note that while it's prohibited to cook with fire on Shabbos, or a secondary form of fire, like putting an egg next to a boiling hot pot that was on the stove, which is resting on the counter now, regarding the sun, you are permitted to take something and put it outside to defrost directly from the sun. That's okay. But a tolda of the sun, a secondary action of the sun, what's an example that we're saying right now over here, well, you have to do it, you can't break this egg on top of a cloth that was heated up by the sun. That would be prohibited because there's no real problem of cooking because it was only heated up from the sun, but we're afraid you may come to get mixed up with a tolda of Eish. And a tolda of Eish is actually prohibited. So the Chacham made a gzeira that you can't cook with a tolda of the Shemesh of the sun, lest you come to cook with a tolda of Eish of fire. And here the case is, he takes this cloth, it's heated up by the sun, he puts an egg on top of it, or he cracks the egg on top of it to cook it. That would be prohibited. Some explain that he didn't crack the egg, he would just roll the egg up in the cloth and it would get cooked like that. Either way, the point is that you can't do it on Shabbos. Typical, you know, example would be you can't crack an egg on top of a roof of a car if it's very, very hot. Also, because we're afraid, really there's no problem because the car was only heated up by the sun, but we're afraid that you may do this with something that was heated up by a fire, like this pot on the counter, and that's prohibited. Rabbi Yossi, mater. No, Rabbi Yossi says it's not a problem to put this egg in a cloth that was heated up from the sun. She'ena gozer b'toldas Hashemesh b'shem toldas Eish. He's not concerned that you're going to get mixed up between a tolda of the sun to a tolda of fire. And therefore, a tolda of the sun to roast your egg on top of your car on a boiling hot day on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yossi, would actually be permitted. V'lo yatmi nena, you cannot place the egg b'chol in sand. Uba'avak derachim, or in the dust of the streets, again, that was warmed up by the sun. Bishvil shatitzala, in order that the egg should get cooked. Now, it's interesting, in this case, even Reb Yossi, who earlier said that a tolda of the sun, he's lenient, here, he's going to be stringent. He agrees that it's prohibited. Why? Because you're not just putting the egg on top of a hot surface. Here it's worse because you're putting it in the sand. They bring that over here. There's two reasons why Rabbi Yossi would agree to be stringent over here. One reason is because sand is compared to remetz. Remetz is like boiling hot ashes. And it's prohibited to cook in actual boiling hot ashes on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yossi made a gzeira. He said, you know what? If someone's going to cook in hot sand on Shabbos, which, you know, technically is permitted, he may come to do the same thing with boiling hot ashes on Shabbos, and that's prohibited. Therefore, he said, even sand that was cooked up by the sun, you can't cook on Shabbos. people would say, Mali remes, mali chol, what's the difference between ashes and sand? So therefore he said, don't even use sand. Another reason is that maybe, you know, there's not going to be enough sand around, and you're going to have to start digging to get, you know, to get more sand, and then you're going to do a prohibition of chafir, of digging on Shabbos. So that would be another reason why you would say you can't use this boiling hot sand or this dirt that was cooked up by the sun to cook on Shabbos. Mishnah Dalet. Maisa, there was a story, Shasu Anshi Tveria, the men of Tveria came, they view Silin Shel Tzonein, and they brought a pipe of cold water. They had a pipe that cold water was running through, and they placed this pipe with Amish Al-Khaman into a stream of hot water. And they did this in order that whenever the cold water would pass through, it would get heated up from the stream of the hot water on Shabbos. Amr Lahan Chacham Nacham said to the men of Tveria, in B'Shabbos, if this water, this cold water that's passing through the pipe, is being heated up on Shabbos, even though it came into the pipe, it could be the water came into the pipe before Shabbos, but because it's passing through the actual hot stream on Shabbos, it's being heated up on Shabbos, then it has the laws of something being heated up on Shabbos. And Kecham and Shuchma B'Shabbos is considered as if it's something which is heated up on Shabbos, and therefore it's asurin berechitza. You cannot bathe your face or your hands or your feet with this water on Shabbos. However, if the water was cooked up on Erev Shabbos, then it would be permitted to bathe your face, hands, and feet on Shabbos. You can't bathe your face, hands, and feet with hot water that was cooked up on Shabbos, but you could with hot water that was cooked up on Erev Shabbos. Okay? Ubishtia, again, you cannot drink this water because it was cooked up on Shabbos. It was cooked before Shabbos, of course, you could drink it on Shabbos, but because it was cooked on Shabbos, it's prohibited to drink it on Shabbos. B'yom Tov, if the water passed through this, you know, the water, the cold water that's going through this pipe, passed through this hot stream on Yom Tov, then Kecham and Shuchma B'yom Tov, it says the laws of hot water which is being cooked up on Yom Tov. And there, it's Asur and Berchitza, you cannot bathe your entire body. However, mutar b'shtiyah, it is permitted to bathe on Yom Tov with hot water that was cooked up on Yom Tov, your hands, your feet, and your face, and it would also be permitted to drink it on Yom Tov. The laws of Yom Tov are more lenient than Shabbos when it comes to ochal nefesh, taking care of your body or eating. Mulyar hagaruf. Mulyar is this utensil that was made out of either earthenware or copper, and they'd use it to heat up water. The Gemara explains that they would have water that they would put inside this utensil, and there were coals on the outside of the water, meaning there was like a base kibbutz, like an inner utensil that held the water. And then around it, there was an added utensil that held boiling hot coals. So if you go ahead and garuf, you take out all the coals before Shabbos, so the klemish be'emtzo yesh beis kibbutz b'chol. Right. If you remove all the coals before Shabbos, so the water was heated before Shabbos, and you remove the coals before Shabbos, and now it's just sitting in this utensil, this boiling hot utensil, maintaining the heat on Shabbos, shows an amount of Shabbos, you could drink from it on Shabbos from the water that was cooked up on Erev Shabbos, because here you remove the coals, there's no continuous cooking, and it's not adding any heat, it's only maintaining the heat so it doesn't get cold, so that'd be permitted to drink from this water on Shabbos. However, an antichi, a utensil, a copper utensil that is set up whereby there is coals on the bottom utensil and there's boiling hot water on the top of the utensil. So here, af b'shagufa, even though you remove the coals before Shabbos, ain shosim menu b'shabbos, you can't drink from this water on Shabbos, because the antichi was designed that not only would it maintain the heat, but it would even, mechamemes af la'achas shenegufa, even after you move the coals, it still added heat to the water that was inside of it. And because it's being cooked on Shabbos now, then you cannot drink it on Shabbos.